Governor Ducey has named the former Phoenix City Councilman Tom Simplot the new director of the Arizona Department of Housing. The appointment is effective immediately. Simplot has also served as head of the Arizona Multi-Housing Association, which represents the apartment industry. He most recently served as an official with the National Endowment for the Arts. In addition to the new job, Simplot will also have more than $500 million new dollars to work with. The governor says the money from various federal sources will be used in areas including emergency rental and mortgage assistance and producing more affordable housing. Our co-host Mark Brody spoke with Simplot and started the conversation by asking what he thinks are the biggest challenges he and his department are facing.
Well, I think there are multiple fronts, Mark, and let's just, you know, own up to the most well, there are several obvious starting places. I was going to say own up to the homeless issue we have, the burgeoning, growing homeless issue, but that's not the only issue. We have those who are on the precipice of homelessness here in Arizona. So that's the other burgeoning issue. We have those who are at risk any given day, week, or month of losing their homes.
Let's talk about the homelessness issue for just a moment. And it seems as though in the past few years, there has been sort of a shift toward what folks call the Housing First plan, where folks are put into a place to live, and then any other issues, problems, challenges they have are dealt with after they have a stable place to live, as opposed to trying to get, for example, substance abuse treatment or get a job first and then find them a place to live. Is that a system that you subscribe to?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, when I served on the Phoenix City Council, I led the initial effort to develop the very first ground up new build permanent supportive housing apartment community. And that was in partnership with a local housing developer, a nonprofit housing developer. And I think the proof is in the record of success that they have established. And there are a few of these around the state, but it truly is a recipe that works and that needs to be a part of the conversation and the solution that we're talking about.
What should and what can the state be doing to try to incentivize more builders to build affordable housing? You referenced that as another one of the challenges. Clearly, that's something that both the Phoenix area and the rest of the state have struggled with for quite some time now.
Right. Well, let's start with the biggest tool that states have used since 1986. And that is the low-income housing tax credit. It's a federal program that has been renewed by every president since Ronald Reagan. There is currently a bill in the state legislature for a state low-income housing tax credit. We will see where that goes, but these are important tools that, whether it's a for-profit or a nonprofit developer, these are important tools that those builders and developers must be able to access in order to build and to create a pipeline of new affordable housing units.
So let's say that the state law does go into effect, the state low-income housing tax credit. How much could that help when you combine that with what comes from the federal government?
It can help leverage those federal tax credits. I think if you look at most development projects, again, whether you're a for-profit or nonprofit, there are simply often gaps in the construction of the project itself, and low-income housing tax credits are a part of that. They're not the only answer, though. We have to remember that there are so many different pieces that make this work, including, by the way, Mark, having our cities and our communities prepared to welcome new affordable housing. And you know, there's a lot of resistance out there sometimes.
So you mentioned federal money. The governor's office is announcing more than $508 million to help address homelessness and housing instability in the state. Where do you see that money going, and how much good do you think you can do with that?
You know, Mark, I think we're going to be able to do a lot of good. And the governor has been very clear with me that this administration is committed to working with our city leaders. And it's important to rely upon the experience and expertise of our leaders in our communities across the state. And that will happen as we determine how to create a sustainable process for using and leveraging those federal funds throughout the state.
When you look at some of the tools that you need to use to address these problems, how much of it comes down to money And how much of it do you think comes down to other types of policies, things like zoning and other kinds of things that cities and towns, and in some cases the state can do, but don't necessarily cost anything?
Well, and you know, it's not always just zoning. A lot of people, rightfully so, think, oh, the zoning, well, let's change the zoning. It's not always a zoning issue, though. A lot of times it's building standards, or not standards, but design standards. And every single thing that adds to the construction cost adds to the amount or level of affordability for new housing. And it's important that we include that dialogue in this process as well.
Let me ask you about a federal judge's ruling dealing with the CDC's eviction moratorium. A judge in D.C. basically struck that down, saying that the CDC overstepped its bounds. Governor Ducey had a similar moratorium in place during the course of the pandemic. How much does that affect the situation here in Arizona, do you think? The fact that this judge has said the CDC basically cannot prevent folks from being evicted from their homes.
Right. And first, I think, and like you said, Mark, it's important to note that that court case is about the federal moratorium. In almost every state, if not every state, in many cities, there is also a state or a local moratorium. So it's important to note that distinction. But having said that, that issue should be a part of the conversation that we will be holding here in the weeks and months ahead to determine how best to proceed. And it's also important to note that somebody bears the cost every time we issue a moratorium such as that, a broad-based moratorium. It's important to remember that somebody is still footing that bill. And if those federal dollars are not being released to the landlords, then it is the landlords who are footing that bill themselves. And it's important, and that's why Congress authorized that funding, that the money be able to get to where it needs to go.
All right. That is Tom Simplot, the new director of the Arizona Department of Housing. Tom, thanks for your time. I really appreciate it. Good luck.
Thanks, Mark.